A few at a time, men who live at Champaign's Time Center shelter straggle in for the evening, some of them from their day jobs. The corner of the building is a good place for a smoke and some idle chatter. Though most of the men who stay here are not on parole, homeless shelters are often the first place to go for parolees who don't have family to fall back on, parolees like Stephen Woods. After serving a federal firearms possession sentence, he left the penitentiary last month with little more than his clothes.
They gave me $100. $100 and a bus ticket and said, go, where you? That's where you're going. That was it. And I came here to the shelter. That's all they gave me, $100 and a bus ticket.
Wood says he was lucky to find a job only days after his release. He stays at the Time Center to save up his earnings. A free bed and three meals a day are a big help, and savings accounts are a shelter requirement. Eventually, Woods wants to get an apartment and go to community college. But he says other ex-inmates in the shelter might one day go back.
In a lot of cases, a lot of these guys get here and they make this, they stuck. They don't know how to get out. They don't know how to go out and job search. A lot of them don't have employable skills, you know. And so I think it has to be some type of more of a workshop type of thing. But at the same time, the guys here need some type of financial assistance.
The center's program director, Joy Schmidt, says the Time Center doesn't give out money, but it does offer some very basic training, things like GED tutors and practice sessions on job applications or interviews. She can also let residents in on local job leads.
Ours is a little, perhaps, more specific to the area, to the work that's available here. When you're in prison, you can't really assess the availability of jobs in a particular field. It deals a lot too with attitude.
Okay, here she goes. Mark Hall says he knew he needed to change while sitting in a county jail 4 days after he was arrested for assaulting a state trooper. He's living at Jesus Is the Way Prison Ministries in Rantoul. Today he's in the shelter's garage, tearing out the old engine on one of the group's minivans. The dorm next door was once a motel. Hall is only a month out of prison and far from knowing what to do next.
I'm still on the potter's wheel here with God. That depends. That all depends. That all depends on what he wants me to do and what he guides me to do. There's plenty of things that I would like to do, but I have to just sit and be patient and wait on him to give me the instructions on what I'm going to do.
Hall goes through counseling and Bible sessions and learns basic job search skills. After 5 months, the residents can find an outside job, often in unskilled labor. Those who wind up at Jesus Is the Way make the connection while they're still incarcerated. The ministry's founder, Jesse Mathis, preaches at correctional facilities, and its director, Raj Bhatti, says they accept only those who have turned their lives over to Christ.
We believe that from their belief system, their thinking comes, and from thinking, the self-images forms and attitudes come, and from self-image and attitudes, behavior and action, and from action and behavior, habits are formed, and from habit leads to character, and character is destiny. And that's why I think our approach is good, because we go to the root cause. We do not give symptomatic treatment.
That spiritual focus is not for everyone, and even if it was, Jesus Is the Way works with about 15 men at a time on average. The Time Center sees about 100 parolees move in and out in a year. On the other hand, Champaign County alone is home to 764 Illinois Department of Corrections inmates on parole. 42,000 people will be let out of the criminal justice system statewide this year. Tracy Parsons of the Champaign County Urban League says there's an uncoordinated support network waiting for them that can send frustrated ex-offenders on the wrong path, and that would endanger the community.
There are services that are scattered, but there's not a comprehensive or connected plan to ensure the safe reentry for those coming back into the community. There's a lot of fear of the unknown, and that's one of the things that hopefully we can address as well.
Parsons is on a statewide task force called the Governor's Community Safety and Reentry Working Group. It's charged with reviewing post-incarceration services. Department of Corrections Assistant Director Deanne Benos says the group will look at what works in other states and try to patch together a streamlined program that begins inside the prison walls, particularly with addiction treatment. Benos says that's already being tried at the new Sheridan Correctional Center in Northern Illinois.
What we've learned, and even trying to develop the Sheridan Project, where we do have guys coming back to, you know, counties throughout the state, is that there's no comprehensive system in place. It's a safety net to try and catch everyone and redirect them. And it's a combination of issues. I mean, it's no secret that we're in a state budget crisis. It's also no secret that if we don't address these issues, these problems and the financial burden of them will simply grow. So we're in a catch-22 situation.
Joyce Schmidt at Champaign's Time Center says one inexpensive and instant way the state could make things easier for released offenders is to send them out with a state identification card.
Since September 11th, it's extremely difficult for them to get IDs. They have to have a birth certificate. The birth certificates in some counties, when you go to request them, and in other states, they want a picture ID to get the birth certificate. So it becomes a huge boondoggle for these guys to try to get IDs so they can go to work.
But experts agree some groups of parolees have much less support available to them, in particular sex offenders or female ex-inmates. Urban League Director Tracy Parsons says educational support needs to start in prison, and attitudes and habits need to be adjusted well in advance to prepare for the eventual release day. Stephen Woods says he didn't get that kind of attention in the federal penitentiary, but as he prepares for another night in the Time Center, he thinks his prison days are behind him.
How long does your parole last?
5 years.
Long haul.
It's a long haul, man, but I believe I can do it. And I mean, I'm confident I can stay focused and stay out of trouble.
I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.